The pit. A man fell into a deep pit and could not get himself out. A news reporter raced to the scene, making exclusive rights to the story. Confucius passed by and said, "If you had listened to me, you would not be there." Buddha passed by and said, "Your pit is simply your state of mind." A Muslim passed by and said, "It is the fate of Allah." A scientist came and told him to study and calculate the pressure necessary to get out. A geologist came and said, "Appreciate the rock strata while there." A city inspector came to him and demanded, "Have you a permit to be in there?" A subjective person passed by and said, "I feel for you down there." An objective person came by and said, "It's logical that one should fall in there." A realist said, "That's a pit, all right." A Pharisee passing by commented, "Only bad people fall into pits." A taxman came and asked if he were paying taxes on the pit. A selfish individual avoided passing by that altogether. A self-pitying person came by and said, "You haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit." An optimist came by and said, "Things could be worse." A pessimist came by and said, "Things will get worse." A socialist came by and said, "We are all in the pit. Work your way out of it." A politician passed by and said, "You'll need government assistance to work it out for you." Our Saviour God is the God of redemption in the gift of the Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ. All through sin had sunken into such a horrible pit. But God so loved the world of lost sinners that He gave His Son to provide a way out. In grace and in perfect righteousness, all who believe and trust the person and work of Jesus Christ discover He lifts and saves to the uttermost from sin's death and condemnation. By grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, incredibly, many believe in the possibility of self-effort or DIY to dig out of their pit of guilt and sin. Self-effort is ultimately futile. However, and in fact in doing this, the individual digs even deeper their pit. We need, and God has provided a Saviour who can reach down to lift and save us entirely. What a wonderful Saviour God we have. What love, what grace. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The gift of God is forgiveness of sins and eternal life to all who will believe. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they have made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Psalm chapter 9:15. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Psalm chapter 40 verse 2. That rock is Jesus, Son of God and Saviour of the world. His name is Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. Believe Him, trust Jesus Christ. He saves to the uttermost all who believe Him. Have you been lifted to know God's lavish love and grace? From sinking sand, He lifted me. With tender hand, He lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise His name, He lifted me. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. James chapter 4 verse 10 says, there is lifting up, and He shall save the humble person. Job chapter 22 verse 29.